l'tzedek yimloich melech yoyim ha'shom u'yimayev lech lo yiroi nisam neilech. The next kino, kino yuchav gimel, is really saying over a maisa that's brought down in the Gemara in Gittin, a maisa of how the son and the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel were captured and they were sold to two different masters. And the two masters met each other, and each one was describing that they have a beautiful servant. This one said that he had a very handsome servant. The other one said he has a tremendously beautiful maid. And they had an idea that they should marry them off to each other, and they'll split the vlodos. And the Gemara goes to describe how each one went into the corner. They put them in a room together, and each one went into the corner and said, the son said, "Ani kaim ben kahanim gedolim, esa shivcha. How could I marry a shivcha? V'zoyse meres, ani kaihenes bas kahanim gedolim, a nosa le'eved. How could I marry an eved?" Ubochu kol alayla, and they cried the whole night. Kiman sha'ola amura shachar. He kiru zeh zeh. They recognized each other. V'noflu zeh al zeh. V'gol b'vchiyash yosla nishmosa. And they cried until their neshama went out. V'alein kainen yirmiyo al eila ani b'chiyo. Eini eini yordamayim. And it seems that over here, that's what we say over here in this kina. Nin aroin eich l'shivcha yehinoise. How could I marry a shivcha? And she says, bas yecheved eich l'eved tinose. They weren't worried about their personal tragedy. They were worried about that how could they defile, how could they go ahead and be mechalal the kedusha of aroin of yecheved. And perhaps, even though that the kina does not bring down the previous maisa in the Gemara, but perhaps that is connected to the previous maisa. The Gemara says in Gittin, right before this, another maisa that had to do with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Maisa Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, Shaholach lekrach godol shabaroimi. He went to a krach. Omruloi tinaik echod yesh bebeisa asurim. There's a tinoik in jail, yifei einayim, beautiful eyes, v'toyv roi, very handsome, u'kvusoysov seduros loy taltalim, and he has beautiful braids. Holach v'omar al pesach beis asurim. He went to the entranceway to the jail. Oma mi nosan le'mishisa Yaakov Yisrael boizazim. Ona oysei tinoik v'omar. Haloy Hashem zuchatonu loy. It's the Eibishter. Loy avu b'drachav haloych, because we didn't go in his ways. Loy shomu b'teirasei. Oma muftachani boy shemayra hayrobi Yisrael. And he was paid to him. And right afterwards, the Gemara goes on to explain the maisa of his own children, and that's the maisa that we're saying the kinnison. And I once heard from Reb Chaim Stein's Achayna Levracha, that he said, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya see in this child that made him decide, muftachani, that he's a Meira Hirah of Yisrael? And he said that what impressed Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya the greatest was, how could it be that a young child is in captivity and he still retains his dignity? He still retains his maila, his yifei einayim v'toyv roi u'kfusoysov seduros le'taltalim. He still remembers who he is. He still retains the Maila that he is. The answer to that is because he internalized the message that he understands that everything is the Eibishter. Whether the Eibishter puts him in a good matziv, or whether the Eibishter puts him in a shreklecha matziv, it's alf Eibishter. When a person comes to the matziv that he realizes that it's alf the Eibishter's maisim, then it doesn't make a difference where he is. He still retains that maila. Perhaps that's the smichus of the maisim over here. The children of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, they absorb this message. They absorb this chinuch. They absorb that even though they were sold, even though that they were in captivity, and even though that they wanted to marry them off to a shivcha, to an eved, what were they concerned about? What was on their mind? I'm a ben kahanim gedolim. I'm a bas kahanim gedolim. That was the same idea. That their father, many years ago when he was a child, he retained that dignity, he retained that maila. And perhaps this maisa is not only a maisa that happened once, but perhaps this is a little mushal to Klal Yisrael and Golus. Now in the Cheshches HaGolus and the Laila, we don't know, we don't see the Eibishter. But when the Yom is going to come, the Yom of Mashiach is going to be clear, we're going to realize that the Eibishter is our true Zivug. The Eibishter is our true Zivug. And it says in Medrash that the same way that Yosef was Nigla to his brothers, Bibachia, so too Klal Yisrael, when they're going to be redeemed, Bibachia Voyu Uvusachanunim Oivile. Klal Yisrael is going to be redeemed with Bechiyah also. And that could be the same Bechiyah. The Bechiyah over here of Hoy Achi, V'Hoy Achos. The Bechiyah of finally coming to the realization, recognizing what a kurva they had to each other when they originally in the darkness they didn't realize that kurva. That's the same kurva that Klal Yisrael is eventually going to realize when they become Nigal, and it's the same Bechi of Bechi Avoyu, Besachanunem Avilim.